As World War II heats up, along with the prospect of a new world order, the wise will prepare to sustain themselves outside the system. Last week brought the bombshell news that the globalists are already preparing to launch their new one-world digital currency. They call it the Unicoin. It would seem that their chances of succeeding remain dubious as long as Russia and China are competing with plans for their own global economic domination. We don't yet know which version of the New World Order we will be living under, the US, NATO version or the Chinese, Russian version. But whether we end up with a digital yuan, a digital unicoin as advocated last week by the International Monetary Fund, or some other digital currency, the days of the US fiat dollar being the world's reserve currency appear numbered. The war in Ukraine has ignited a global rebellion against the US-led world order, which has been underpinned by the petrodollar since the end of World War II. But the US government and its corporate media partners are doing their best to keep this global rebellion hidden from Americans and Europeans. Ukraine is winning the war and everything will be fine, we're told. Meanwhile, the dollar is gradually being exposed as a sham currency that will ultimately be subject to a hasty, rudimentary burial as more and more nations realize it is fraudulent. A scam. The dollar is backed by nothing. The supposed power and reach of the US government with Pax Americana was probably always overrated, but at this point in history it's going to be exposed as a laughingstock. Since it was taken off the gold standard decades ago, most of what propped up the dollar was the illusion of a strong US military that kept any rebellious nations in line. The US spends more on its defense than the next 10 countries combined, and most of that money has gone into maintaining expensive overseas bases and CIA mischief around the world. The US controls about 750 bases in at least 80 countries. Couple that rambling military footprint with an abundance of US natural resources, and the perceived geopolitical leadership of the US government, and that's what backs the dollar. But that's the problem. All of the above US advantages are based more on perception than reality. All of these perceived pillars of American power are in rapid decline due to crazy amounts of debt, over $32 trillion at last count, and poor leadership. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the subject of mockery on Saudi Arabian TV. This would have never happened in the past. Even if they didn't like us, they respected us. Not anymore. Biden is a man who appoints the likes of Samuel Brinton and Rachel Levy to high government posts. How can anyone take him seriously? Samuel Brinton was placed in charge of the Nuclear Waste Division of the U.S. Department of Energy, until he started stealing ladies' underwear from airports. When it comes to natural resources, what good are they when our government continuously restricts the exploration, processing and use of so-called fossil fuels while subsidizing unreliable renewables, like solar and wind turbines, the equipment for which is primarily made in China? When the solar panels outlast their approximately 15-year lifespans, they will present an environmental nightmare in terms of where and how to dispose of their highly toxic components. The windmills chop up birds like hamburger meat. Yes, the whole green energy agenda pushed by Biden and his climate czar, John Kerry, is but another scam meant to exert ever greater control over human behavior. They could care less about the environment. The fierce US military machine is also a mirage. It's been reported that the US military could not last more than a week in a war with China over Taiwan before running out of munitions, according to the Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS. Russia, on the other hand, has shown the ability to outproduce the US in a war of attrition in Ukraine, where NATO countries appear unable to keep up with the war's constant devouring of ammunition. Check out the report from the CSIS highlighted in the 4-minute video below. Wars are won and lost basically over three issues: weapons and ammunition, experience in using the weapons on the battlefield, access to cheap, reliable energy with which to fuel the tanks, armored vehicles, planes, etc. If you look at the situation in Ukraine, Russia has the advantage in all three aspects of war. The US refuses to tap its vast resources out of a fake concern for the environment. Its soldiers have no real experience going up against a fighting force at the level of Russia, and US factories no longer have the infrastructure in place to ramp up on a full wartime footing, churning out ammunition of all sizes on a mass scale. At the helm of the US-NATO effort is Joe Biden, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, all proven incompetence. A betting man would go with Putin and his crew over Biden and his. Russia also has the advantage in super weapons with its hypersonic missiles and its subs outfitted with Poseidon missiles able to cause a tsunami when fired underwater at the US coastline. So Russia, China are winning World War III at both the economic level and the military level. When that becomes even more evident than it already is, the dollar will be buried and the inflation we see now will be nothing compared to the hyperinflation that is coming. But until then, look for a slow grinding down of the dollar's value. How to prepare for what's coming? I have been preaching preparedness for nearly 3 years, with food, water and a means of self-defense topping the list. But one thing I haven't talked much about is money. What about your money? What will still have purchasing power in light of a dying dollar and rising inflation? There are many opinions on this, and I am not a professional financial planner, so all I can do is tell you what I've decided. If you're like me and can't afford land or rental houses, one of the most affordable hedges against inflation is to invest in pre-1964 silver coins. You can find these online, or at your local coin dealer, and you can buy a little at a time. The coins do not have to be rare or uncirculated to have value, because the melt value alone is worth more than the face value. For example, a Ben Franklin half dollar, minted from 1948 through 1963 with 90% silver, is still in circulation with a face value of 50 cents. But the melt value is now a little over $9, and these coins are regularly sold for $18 or more each, depending on condition. A Washington quarter, minted from 1932 to 1964, also 90% silver, still has a face value of 25 cents, but its melt value is $4.54 based on today's spot silver price. You regularly see them sell for up to $7 or $8 a piece. The Mercury dime, minted from 1916 to 1945, and the Roosevelt dime, minted from 1946 to 1964, are also 90% silver and worth many times their face value. You can find out the melt values of all U.S. coins here. Up until 1964, a dime, quarter, half dollar, silver dollar, still had at least 40% silver. But by 1971, no more silver was included in any U.S. coinage. Even the vaunted silver dollar had all silver removed by 1971 under Richard Nixon. The pennies today are not even made of copper, they are mostly zinc with a thin copper coating. In other words, it's fake money. Just like the paper dollars are fake, our coins are fake, built on the perception that it's real. And that brings me to another separate but related issue. Our money still says, "In God we trust." Quote. That's also fake. So now we're talking about fake money built on a fake foundation. This country hasn't placed its trust in God in a long time. Prayer was removed from the public schools in 1962 with nary a peep from the American families who send their kids into these indoctrination centers. America trusts in its military might and economic power, and those are now showing signs of breaking. All the world will soon watch in amazement as America goes down. The only question is, will it go down in a heap of smoldering ashes, or will it just gradually fade from international prominence? Maybe after the entire house of cards topples over, we can rebuild on an all-new foundation. An authentic one. Never comply. Stay the course. Keep the faith. Our God is real. Theirs is fake.